Mr. President, allow me to thank you for giving me the floor on this most important occasion, and through you to express my appreciation for the tireless efforts of the FAO, together with the World Food Programme, IFAD, and Biodiversity International for organizing this timely conference to address one of the most dramatic problems of our times. Your Excellency, Honorable Ministers, Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, I have the honor of addressing this assembly today on behalf of the Southern Order of Malta, of whom I am the Grand Hospitaller in charge of social affairs, humanitarian action, and international cooperation. My office is confronted daily with the issues discussed here, in particular rising food prices, which are putting at risk the poor and causing an alarming expansion in the number of the hungry. Assistance to the poor, the hungry, and the sick, regardless of race, origin, or religion, has been at the very heart of the Order of Malta's mission for over 900 years. Today, the Order continues to operate with this impartial perspective, caring for the elderly, the handicapped, children, refugees, and internally displaced persons in more than 120 countries. It carries out this work through its permanent institutions, humanitarian programs, thereby relying on its 12,500 members, some 80,000 trained volunteers, and 15,000 employees, most medical personnel. The Order's Worldwide Relief Service, Maltese International, provides relief to major emergencies. Recently, Maltese International was among the first to deliver aid in Myanmar, providing basic health care and safe drinking water for more than 60,000 people, among them 12,000 internally displaced people in three camps, installing an emergency health station in Labuta in the Irrawaddy Delta, and for more than 40,000 victims of Cyclone Nargis in Yangon. The Order was present in all major emergencies over the past 50 years. Mr. President, as a member of the international community, the Order of Malta is fully committed to the Millennium Development Goals adopted by the UN General Assembly on September 8, 2000. The eradication of extreme poverty and hunger is the first and most challenging of these goals to be achieved by the target date of 2015. The rise in fuel and food prices is being felt most strongly by the poorest, whose anxiety we witness firsthand. Furthermore, rising food prices, unfortunately, do not translate into instant benefits for small farmers as their costs also increase. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we strongly support the coordinated approach adopted by the international community in this conference and welcome strong practical measures to address the challenge of helping the poor immediately and subsequently improving agricultural production by refocusing politics on agricultural development and a decisive upscaling of funding for these purposes, and also channeling the advantage of higher prices only to stimulate food production and distribution. In particular, we believe there is an urgent need to help farmers in developing countries and especially women in rural areas. We are convinced that promoting domestic agricultural production is the best way to achieve food security over the medium and long term. It is, however, at the same time also necessary to address the problem of malnutrition by training and educating people towards better nutrition, so that the nutritional value of the food actually produced is not wasted and results in improved health. The Order of Malta would therefore welcome the addition of the nutrition dimension to the high-level conference. In this context, I would like to underline that the Order of Malta is open to collaboration with other governmental and non-governmental organizations. The Order's diplomatic relations with 101 states are the basis for establishing bilateral cooperation programs whenever circumstances require it. We also fully believe in the usefulness in combining our efforts with those of multilateral organizations. We have operated joint emergency and development projects with the United Nations agencies, in particular UNHCR, WHO, WFP, UNICEF, UNDP, and others. The order recently signed with FAO a letter of understanding to cooperate in certain areas of mutual interest, starting in particular with the establishment of market gardens in combination with our medical institutional programs, with the objective of training rural families in horticulture and improved nutrition. Mr. President, I wish all the conference participants very fruitful deliberations and look forward to an unanimous adoption of the declaration of the high-level conference on world food security for the benefit of the poor and the hungry of this earth. Thank you.